A Savior Who Gives True Sight to the Truly Blind. A Devotion for Wednesday of Holy Week. John 9, verse 39. Jesus said, "For judgment I have come into this world, so that the blind will see, and those who see will become blind." The miracles of Jesus recorded in the Gospels brought help to people back then, but they also help us by pointing to greater blessings available to us. That is what we learn here at the end of a miracle story in John 9. A man had been born blind and remained that way until Jesus came to him and gave him sight. When Jesus came back to him somewhat later, he did something even more wonderful. By revealing his identity more fully and inviting the man to believe in him, he enabled the man to become one of his followers. In the words quoted above, Jesus seizes the opportunity to turn his miraculous gift of vision into a broader lesson for our benefit. The physical sight he gave to the blind man foreshadowed the spiritual sight he gave that man and gives to us. We enter the world spiritually blind, unable to know the truth about God, unable to find a remedy for our fallen condition, unable to enjoy the beatific vision of God in heaven. But Jesus changes all that when he causes us to see him by faith as the light of the world and the way to the Father. The other side of the coin is that some are content with their own distorted moral vision and have no use for Jesus. What will become of them? If they persist in self-sufficiency, they will go from bad to worse. They are the ones who see and will become blind. The judgment of which Jesus speaks is a division that begins already on earth when people hear about him. Those who reject Jesus doom themselves to blindness. But those who receive him see his light in this world and will see God face to face in the world to come. There are many ways to speak of the purpose of Jesus' coming. He came to give his life as a ransom by keeping his appointment with death on Good Friday. He came to seek and save the lost. He came to testify to the truth. Today, we are reminded that he came so that the spiritually blind may truly see. We pray, Father, let Jesus, the light of the world, shine brightly in our hearts. Amen.